8:43 on a Thursday morning with the Musers. A couple of segments ago, we were talking about Mark Cuban's podcast appearance and him talking about Jason Kidd's role in the trade of Luka Doncic. And I mentioned that's the great mystery still for me from that trade is how involved was Jason Kidd? Because we've heard it on both sides. Yeah. So nobody really knows. Well, joining us now on the ticket, and we have disguised this person's voice to protect their identity, is a Deep Throat informant who says they know how involved Jason Kidd was in the Luka trade. Good morning, Deep Throat, and thank you for your courage in coming forward.
Yes.
Can you tell us about the kid?
Oh, no, I cannot.
Please.
Okay.
Can you tell us about Kidd's participation in this whole thing?
First of all, I was there when Cuban discovered that Nico and Jason, J. Kidd, were planning on trading the Luka Doncic. And I can back up his story that the Cubes, which is a shortened name for the Mark Cuban, did not find out about the trade until it was too late. And Nico had already fed half the NBA trade form into the fax machine. And it could not be stopped. And, dear listener, the truth of the matter is that even though Nico was the face of the trade, the mastermind was none other. And without further ado, the one and the only Jason Frederick Kidd.
Wow, the mastermind.
Pause for dramatic stinger. The J. Kidd, Jason Kidd, hated the man who would become known as Luka Doncic. And J. Kidd, Jason Kidd, always planned to trade Luka away for a very personal reason. It was J. Kidd who, in the year of our Lord 2003, when he was with the Nets of New Jersey, began to get very paranoid. It started when J. Kidd entered slumber one night and had a dream in which three ghosts visited him and foretold of a basketball player who would be greater than Jason Kidd could ever be. The first ghost was the still-living ghost of Bill Walton.
He visited Jason in his bedroom?
Yes.
Okay.
And so were the second and third ghosts. They were also the still-living ghost of Bill Walton.
So confusing.
This info enraged the already enraged J. Kidd, who immediately sent out his gun-wielding talent scouts to search for the foretold basketball king.
Why were they carrying guns?
According to the ghost of Bill Walton's prophecy, the child would come from the east, and he would love Mexican buffets and large dessert trays. Using only this information, and against that backdrop, the henchmen searched high and low around the globe in 2003, until finally, they found a 5-year-old basketball phenom in the erstwhile undiscovered country of Slovenia. And it was there, and only there, that Jake Kidd set his evil plan into motion. He flooded Slovenia with basketball resources to nurture the talent of a young Slovenian in order to get him good enough to one day be drafted by the NBA. Simultaneously, he had begun working to navigate a nut like Donnie Nelson into a decision-making position with the Mavericks, because he knew Donnie would take the portly fan favorite.
Wow, what, how elaborate
this is.
Kidd also began working to get a soft-spoken Nike executive to take the fall.
Huh.
He drugged Nico and smuggled him into the front office of the Mavs and hypnotized him into becoming a GM with Luka hatred in his heart.
Gosh.
It was then that Kidd drugged the Adelsons into buying the team.
Wow.
Finally, with everything in place, the forms were fed into the fax machine.
Gosh.
And when Cubes, which is a shortened name for Mark Cuban,
yes,
saw this, he ripped open his Shark Tank shirt to reveal an erotic-themed Luka tattoo and wrestled Kidd and Nico in front of the fax machine until all three had injuries and orgasms. Then they wrestled some more, but they weren't as into it.
Yeah, they took it out of it.
Luka was already in L.A., driving down the 101. And the rest is Mavs fans' frustration history.
That is an incredible tale.
Ridiculous story.
Cuban was right. It was Jason Kidd.
Oh, please, tell us more.
Wait,
tell us more.
We need to hear more details. Yeah, you are fading away.
So Kidd was not only behind the trade, he was behind the drafting of, the development of, he was behind the Adelsons buying and Nico being hired.
Yeah.
Incredible.
He made all of it happen. Amazing.